why these people was making the big moguls, was piling up money, building those mansions instead of paying those poor niggers and white people too for living wage to strive like they did on those farms. It's a monument to slavery to me. It makes me mad to go down there and see all that. It's just blood money. They didn't give them money. They paid grown men 60 cents a day. And I've seen the people from the colored cars come to my daddy's house so many times in the night to get an order, begging for an order to give them a little advance on their whatever's coming down so they could go to the store and get something to eat. That's the way they live, and I know it. And I know these doggone fellas, I think that they'd be a man big enough to think. It just irked me to think that people would treat labor like slaves, like they did. Why didn't they, if they could build those big mansions, why couldn't they pay those poor devils some money? Instead of starving them to death. That's the way I felt about it. I still say so. All of them made money. It's big sugar plantation mansions all the way from here on down to New Orleans on both sides of the river. And they all made money planting. They had slave labor. A woman would get 60 cents a day, and if a man was good, he could get a dollar. That was the day. And I mean, from the time you could see, tell one mule from another till sundown. That was the working hours. 1 hour off for dinner, they'd stop an hour, feed the mules and water them, and pick them up again and go again. I don't see how the mules ever lived. They didn't. They overworked them. This country, I don't know. Anybody that's as old as I can see a very drastic change. How things have evolved. How such a change in the way of making a living. Right now, you take the unions. I'm all for a union. I believe unions are necessary. But I never saw such an abused thing as they're ruining themselves right now with the exorbitant demands. For instance, I got a friend who lives right up there. Last year his boy finished high school. He has a son named Mike. And I didn't see Borux. I said his daddy, his name was Borux. B-O-U-R-Q-U-E. I didn't see him around here for a while, and one day I asked him, I said, "Boy, why have you been cheating yourself? I don't see you no more." Well, he said, "I've been busy and over there in Baton Rouge getting my boy, this boy that had just finished high school, nothing but a kid, 16 years old." He said, "I've been getting my boy and started over there to work." And he said, "I got him going now, I got him on a job that's paying him $8.40 an hour." High school boy. That's unionism for you. Now that boy didn't know how to do 50 cents worth of stuff in an hour to save his life. But that's unionism. Borges was kind of an official in the union at one time himself, and he had a little influence, and he got his boy in there.
Yeah, I understand.
Who in the devil's gonna take up that slack? That's what we got there. What I started off to say, they're just out of reason with the demands. Now you take old George Meany up here,